Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Very glad to see you on the radio. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, is on vacation, so we won't have him to kick around today. But we always thank him for his help and hard work. So I guess you'd call it self-producing. I get to sit in the producer's chair here and push all the wrong buttons. Let's see if this is the right one. On the news line with us now, three guests from Nottingham Village Nursing Center. We wanted to talk to them about best practices in nursing care today. Amid COVID-19, it is critically important that best practices be observed at all times, and they have a stellar record to that end. So on the news line, we have Judy Carr, Community Relations Director. You see her out in the community. She serves as a liaison and an outreach person and does education. We've seen her at the senior shows that they have available around here from time to time. So good morning, Judy. Good to talk to you telephonically this morning.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be here.
I do appreciate you checking in today. Sue Wirt is on the line. She's a registered nurse and is the nursing home administrator at Nottingham Village. So good morning, Sue. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning.
I do appreciate you checking in. And Christy Koch is with you, activities director for the nursing center. And I bet she, like everybody there, is not having exactly what you'd call a typical year. So good morning, Christy. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Oh, I do appreciate it. I just think this has got to be brought up and talked about. We'll start out with Judy. Let's start. Give us an overview of what's happening at the nursing center amid COVID-19. Explain how this is a year like no other.
Well, it certainly is. Our nursing center at Nottingham, of course, would be prepared for all kinds of extenuating circumstances for residents that would be coming in. However, this is a little bit of extra over-the-top care. I'm actually going to pass it off to Sue, who is the administrator for the nursing center, so she is the hands-on person with exactly what's going on there and what we're doing in the situation. We're very fortunate because we've been testing staff for COVID-19, and we have all negative tests completely, so we're thrilled about that.
And this would be hundreds of tests?
It's approximately 180 staff that we've tested so far. We have about 17 more to test, and then we'll complete our residents next week.
All right, so there is a lot going on. So when I say, and we talked a little bit about Judy already, this idea of best practices, what am I describing? Tell me what's happening that fits into that category of best practices.
Well, really, all of our guidance has come from the Department of Health and the CDC. Since the beginning of March, when we received notice that we needed to close the facility to outside visitation with the exception of end-of-life care, every day we've been receiving different guidance from the Department of Health and the CDC. So a lot of that has factored into what we've done within the facility. Every facility is different because it depends on your structure and what your ability is staffing-wise. So we've really just moved forward using that guidance and making it practical to what we have here at Nottingham.
Okay, so what would be an example of a best practice, something that you know works? Of course, this idea of sealing off the nursing home from anybody except the necessary visitors and no sort of family visitors, those sort of things, that would be one. You know that that works. What's another one? I know you take temperatures of folks, those kind of things. What's something else that works?
You're right. We take temperatures of staff and anyone that comes into the building on a daily basis. That could be a consultant. It could be someone coming in to do an x-ray or our lab technician. They will be screened for signs of COVID, whether they've been out of the area, and if they are having a temperature, obviously hand washing, social distancing, wearing a mask while you're in the facility. Those are just a couple of things that we're doing on a daily basis.
Where does this wearing of PPE come in, where you are gowned and masked and gloved and so on?
Really, that factors in when you're dealing with either a positive COVID case or you have somebody that is potentially exposed. So we haven't had any positive cases in the facility at this point, so we are fortunate in that aspect. But we do require PPE when we're taking care of maybe new admissions or readmissions. When they come in from the hospital, obviously they're screened before they come to us, but they also go in a separate wing in our facility for the first 14 days, so we can monitor them for symptoms as well.
All right, so that would go in the category of a practice that a best practice that you know can work if you're able to do that. We've heard about shortages of some supplies. Did you suffer from anything along that line?
We have not so far. Again, because we haven't had any positive cases, we really haven't had to use a lot of our supplies. And our central supply clerk, actually, she is fantastic, and she started to see that she was having difficulty getting some of our supplies before COVID even hit our area. And so she started to order, you know, double of masks and gowns and gloves because she was expecting that there was going to be a point where we wouldn't be able to receive anything.
All right. Well, let's turn to Christy and talk about what would be a normal year for the activities director there. I've been there for just one or two of the activities over the years where there's music presented and speakers are talking, that kind of thing. What describe in greater detail a normal year and what you've had to do this spring?
So you explained it pretty well already. So a normal year for us, we have a lot of outside entertainment. We have outside groups come in from school groups to senior centers that come in and do different programs for our residents. We have church groups that come in. So we have a lot of outside involvement, a lot of volunteer involvement too. And now, unfortunately, we've had to restrict all of that for the safety of residents and staff and the community members. So now everything that we do is on a one-on-one basis. So what we used to do is a group of maybe 30, we now take one-on-one to the residents in their rooms. And trying to make what was once exciting and thrilling for the residents in a group setting, trying to transition that into a one-on-one environment has been pretty interesting for us and the staff as well.
Describe the sort of the atmosphere, the mood, as everybody knows what's going on, so you keep people informed about what you're coping with. Describe the atmosphere there.
Well, I'm sure as listeners can imagine, those of us who have been staying in our homes for possibly the last 15 weeks, it gets a little monotonous at times, so you have to really start coming up with some creative ideas to entertain yourselves. So that monotony can be broken and that sense of boredom. So we have been trying to combat that here. And I think the staff as a whole, the activity staff as well as all the departments here, have been trying their best to bring some joy and some light into our residents' lives throughout the course of the day.
Name something unusual that you have done with the residents?
Sure. So we've been doing some themed visits with our residents. We did a traveling circus one day where members of the staff dressed up as circus members. We had a ringmaster. We had the strongest man, who was actually a woman dressed as a man, so that made that a little more comical in itself. We had a clown, and we also had somebody passing out popcorn. So that individual came ahead of the group and was yelling, "Popcorn, get your popcorn," going room to room, and then the members of the circus traveled through to the rooms to visit with people and entertain them for the afternoon.
I'm assuming Judy was the lion tamer because I've seen her at community meetings where she can help guide all of us people through important topics. So so I'm sure that I appreciate that. Well, Judy, you are out in the community. I mean, you're on a number of boards, and you're out spreading the word. You've had limited opportunities to do that. How do you get the word out about folks that, to folks that, you know, you're running an operation that's 100% safe and that you're observing, you know, every rule and regulation that's out there and that, you know, you have a good message to pass along?
Well, I kind of find that's the first question that people ask me. What's going on over at Nottingham? Do you have any of this COVID-19? And of course, we've been very lucky. We're knocking on wood here. You can't see us, but we are. And I'm able to tell them that because of all the things that we're talking about today, we do have a situation that they could be comfortable in coming to our nursing center or coming to one of our retirement homes or whatever. And I think it's just, a lot of it is word of mouth. Every meeting I'm in from now on, I think the rest of my life is a Zoom meeting, but it works. So, for example, I was on the golf course the other day and played golf with someone who I've known for years, and her husband needs us now. So, you know, I'm just speaking directly to people. That's it.
kind of getting out there and doing that personal touch. There are some myths that occasionally we have to do some myth busting, like the state health department forced nursing homes to take sick patients whether they wanted them or not.
Well, I think there was a little bit of a misunderstanding with that. It wasn't that we were being forced to take them. We were just being encouraged to continue to take admissions. Because at the time when this started, a lot of facilities, and rightly so, became very scared of what was coming, and they stopped taking admissions. And obviously, we were expecting that surge in the hospital with positive COVID patients, and where do you put them? If facilities aren't taking those types of residents, where do they go? So they were just encouraging facilities to take those individuals if they were able to have that set up in their facility. Again, it goes back to what is your structure, what is your ability with your supplies, your staffing, and are you able to separate those individuals from those in your facility that are well and haven't been exposed?
All right, well, we're going to do more of this myth-busting when we return. Judy, Sue, and Christy. Christy Koch is the Activities Director of the Nursing Center. You just heard the voice of Sue Wirt, a registered nurse and nursing home administrator, and Judy Carr, the Community Relations Director. I'm going to turn the phone down. You can keep this line hot, if you would, and we'll come back at 7:40. We'll do some more myth-busting. We'll talk about what helps there might be from Harrisburg or even Washington, D.C., and we'll try to just get a glimpse at some of the rules and regulations to which you comply, and we'll be talking about that when we come back. So our good guests, please stand by. For our audience, we'll come back at 7:40 and wrap up our interview with some of the key leaders at Nottingham Village Nursing Center, talking about nursing care in the midst of COVID-19.
News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center has got a week off, so hopefully he's relaxing and enjoying and trying to cope with the loud booms of the fireworks in Northumberland lately. So we hope he's well rested, and we will see Rob Center next week. On the news line with us now, we have three of the professionals from the Nottingham Village Nursing Center on the line. We're talking about nursing care amid COVID-19. Judy Carr is the Community Relations Director. Sue Wirt is a registered nurse and the Nursing Home Administrator. And Christy Koch is Activities Director at the Nursing Center. Now, when we left off, we started to do some myth busting. I would have to think that if you're monitoring popular media or social media, you may think, oh, there's another myth, you know, this idea of the state forcing nursing homes to take sick patients and these along these lines. This idea that sick residents were forced on nursing homes even though nursing homes didn't want them.
That's not true.
What is the correct procedure if there is an individual that's in a hospital who has COVID-19 and maybe either was a resident of a nursing home already, a particular home, or has never been to a nursing home? What's the actual procedure?
Well, the procedure for each facility, not just Nottingham, is to look at the individual as far as their medical condition and what the functionality is. Is the facility able to safely care for that resident? Are they able to provide that service? And each facility has their own guidelines in regards to that. And again, it goes back to, if we're referring just to COVID, it refers to whether your facility is structured to be able to handle that individual if they are positive or if they've been exposed. If it's a non-COVID individual, the same theory would be in practice. You have to make sure that you are able to handle that resident medically and functionally.
And if there is we'll have to speculate about this because it hasn't happened in Nottingham Village, but if you have a resident of a nursing home, Lawrence's Worthless Nursing Home, we'll call it, and this individual develops COVID-19 and goes to the hospital, then comes back. They don't come back to that nursing home unless that nursing home is able to cope with it, with the PPE and the isolation that's necessary. So that the nursing home would have to be ready to handle this, to take this resident back.
Correct. And one of the things that we're required to do with the baseline testing that just became mandatory on June 8th is each facility has to be able to have three separate areas, a green, a yellow, and a red zone. And the green zone is obviously for residents that have not been exposed and do not have COVID. Yellow zone would be potentially for admissions, readmissions, coming into the facility that could possibly have had exposure and you're monitoring them for symptoms. And the red zone is for residents that are positive with COVID. So that is one of the requirements for the baseline testing, because when you're doing that testing, you don't know if you're going to have an employee or a resident that is positive. They may be asymptomatic, and when you do the test, they come up positive, and you have to be able to act accordingly and make sure that they reside in the appropriate place in your building.
Tell us some of the other extraordinary measures that have been taken in order to make sure that if a COVID-19 patient goes back to a nursing home, that they are still safe and secure and well taken care of, and that they're kept separate from other patients.
You know, we've been able to accommodate that at this facility. Again, each facility is different, and they may not be able to do it the same way or at all. There are facilities I know, based on their structure, they're struggling to provide those three different zones. You have to have that differentiation between the yellow and red zone from green, and it has to be as far away as possible, and some facilities are just not able to accommodate that.
All right. Any other measures come to mind that are taken within Nottingham or in other nursing homes to make sure that you're following good best practice protocols to take good care of the residents?
I think the only other thing that we didn't stress on from the very beginning when COVID hit this area is that when we stopped having routine visitors into our facility, we also stopped communal dining and communal activities. And Christy spoke a little bit about that in regards to the one-on-one activities that they've been having to provide to the residents. And that has made a huge impact on our resident and family community, because we would have families that would come in to participate in those activities along with the residents.
Christy, if you would explain what's the impact of that. Explain what happens when you have more isolation than you really want, less contact with family members, fewer communal activities, including a meal. What's the impact of that?
Inevitably, in any scenario where that would happen, you're going to potentially see decreases in mood, increases in depression. So it's really working hard to try and avoid those things. I know people in the community are experiencing that right now, not being able to take part in their normal activities, normal lifestyles, and that's the same thing that the residents experience within our community here, is not being able to have those social experiences, those opportunities to stimulate their mind, their body, depending on what type of activity it is. So we've been, and Sue mentioned how the families were often a large part of our activities, and we've been trying to still maintain that connection to the family members by providing phone calls to family. We've been doing window visits, of course keeping windows closed so that nobody is going to be harmed or contract any virus, but we use a phone to communicate through the windows, but that way at least residents can see their family member or their friend on the other side and get to talk to each other. It's a comfort for the family to get to see the resident, to know that they're doing okay. We've also been using lots of technology. We've used FaceTime through the Apple products. We've used Duo, which is available on some phones. We've used Zoom meetings. We've been doing Facebook Messenger Live, just so residents and their families and friends have the opportunity to see each other and stay in touch as best they can.
It sounds like it's basically a microcosm of the community outside the nursing home.
Absolutely, yeah.
We're not seeing anybody. Some depression sets in. We're relying on technology to take care of these meetings, and we are coping as best we can. Judy, do you find it more difficult or maybe just a greater obligation to make sure that when you're talking to people, to paint a realistic picture of what's happening in the nursing home, that you don't have a lot of comfort care from families that can be delivered directly? Of course, the electronic measures and the window opportunities are there. But you have to paint a realistic picture for folks now.
You know, it's kind of a tough question, because people don't choose to come to a nursing center. They come because they have to. And sometimes these people can't be taken care of at home, and the hospitals can't keep them or whatever. So, you always have, even when there wasn't COVID-19, you'd have people like, oh, I'm not going to a nursing center. I don't want to do that. It had like a stigma to it. And actually, having been in the business for over 26 years, it's not like that. It's a whole different venue here at Nottingham, because people, when they come to the nursing center, their comments and their praise and such, you know, they loved it, even though it was not something that you want to do. Everyone wants to go home. Some people just can't go home. They're too needy. And so we have a pretty darn good reputation in the community, and we have a great reputation for our activities. And I'll touch on one activity from the retirement homes, since I have you on the phone. And they are always very active and had many, many activities where they congregated together. And of course, with COVID-19, that all stopped. So one day, the activities people and the administrator from the retirement center building got little goodie bags together. They had little mini bottles of wine from the winery in Sunbury and snacks and hors d'oeuvres, and they went from house to house to house to house and had little happy hours with everybody. So, you know, it takes a lot of creativity to get through things like this, and we were talking about that before we came on with you. In our own families have come up with ideas. And one thing I do think, though, about the nursing center at Nottingham is that the staff is so caring, and they're very, very, very good, as Sue said. They take all the right precautions. They do the right things. And so when you need a nursing center, whether it's for short-term rehabilitation after surgery, or it's a long-term situation, you want to choose one that is just going to be more like home and caring. And I truly believe that Nottingham is that.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate the endorsement, because we certainly do hear a lot. My mother's been there and had nothing but superlative things. And just quickly, since I have you on the phone, she really remarked about it was a family-like environment. You know, she never felt as though she was back in the hospital or, you know, sort of sent to a nursing home. She felt as though she was sort of staying with friends. So it really worked out. It was a satisfactory experience. And like you said, it was post-surgery, so it was a tough time to do some rehab. Okay, so one last question. Sue, can you read all the rules and regulations to which Nottingham complies real quickly here?
Oh, we definitely don't have enough time for that. There are numerous. Between state and federal regulations, there are thousands.
Well, and yeah, we're regulated as much as the nuclear industry?
We're probably pretty close. Yeah, we have a lot of hoops to jump through, and you know, as Judy had commented on earlier, there seems to be some negative stigma on nursing care facilities, and I don't think a lot of people in the public realize how regulated we are. It's a lot of rules that we need to follow, a lot of guidelines that we have to abide by, and some we may agree with, some we may not, but you know, when it comes down to it, we still have to abide by them.
Well, thank you so much for the explanations and the glimpse of life there. Is there any remark from anybody that I didn't ask you a good question that led to an important remark that you wanted to share while you're on the news line?
One comment that I just want to make is in regards to the staff. We've also had to be very creative in keeping the staff morale up. And food is obviously a hit here at Nottingham, as I'm sure it is a lot of other nursing facilities. So we've done a lot of different activities for the staff as well to keep the morale up and let them know that we're all in this together. We're all a team, and we're prepared to move forward together.
Well, thank you all so much. You just heard the voice of Sue Wirt, a registered nurse and nursing home administrator at Nottingham Village, Christy Koch, the activities director at the Nursing Center, and Judy Carr, the community relations director. Thank you all for being on the news line today.
Well, you're very welcome, and anytime you have any other questions, you just give us a call, and we're happy to help out.
All right, we'll do. We'll do a check-in in a number of weeks and see how things are going. Thank you all so much for being on the show today. Three guests from Nottingham Village, a nursing center, on the news line today.